An update on the process to fill a Norman City Council seat. About 24 entities are getting funding to reduce opioid overdoses and deaths. And details on a new documentary on reuniting tribes with cultural artifacts. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, August 20th. I'm Deborah Ashar. The Norman City Council unanimously appointed members for the Ward 5 Candidate Selection Committee. KGOU's Audrey McClure reports it's the next step in replacing outgoing councilmember Michael Nash.
The five committee members were appointed by Mayor Steven Tyler Holman from a list of Ward 5 volunteers.
I have full confidence that this group of people very well knows the issues in Ward 5. They all live in Ward 5, obviously, and they know what the important issues are for Ward 5 residents across the spectrum, I think.
The committee will interview applicants for Councilmember Nash's seat and make an appointment recommendation to the council. Holman says he hopes to fill the seat by the council's September 9th meeting. The five committee members include a volunteer for Oklahomans for Responsible Transportation and a member of the city's Social and Voluntary Services Commission. In Norman, I'm Audrey McClure.
The Oklahoma Opioid Abatement Board is set to distribute nearly $13 million to cities and counties this year. Sierra Pfeiffer has this update from the board's Tuesday meeting.
The money has to be spent on approved, evidence-based methods to reduce opioid overdoses and deaths. It comes directly from settlements with opioid manufacturers and distributors sued for their part in the epidemic. In charge of choosing where the money goes, the board settled on 26 applicants across the state. Only two were recommended without any conditions. The rest will not get money without returning requested updated information to the board. 34 other applicants were rejected. The board said their proposals weren't for approved purposes, weren't evidence-based, or the applicant isn't following through on a grant it already has. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Earlier this year, the Oklahoma Association of Conservation Districts and the Oklahoma Monarch Society announced a new grant to fund native plant gardens. State Impact's Chloe Bennett-Steele reports the partnership resulted in nearly 762,000 square feet of new habitat.
The organizations say 33 yards, farms, parks, and apartment courtyards have been transformed into pesticide-free wildlife oases. Applicants got about $525 per 100 square feet. They grew pollinator host plants, blooming wildflowers, and woody species. The money came from the Kirkpatrick Foundation. The partners say more than 200 people applied for the funding. The recipients got guidance on what species to plant and where. The projects are also meant to support the upcoming monarch butterfly migration this fall. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett-Steele.
The First Americans Museum is debuting a documentary film and book this Saturday in Oklahoma City. Sarah Lisi reports on the indigenous approach to treating museum artifacts and the communities they come from with extra care.
Inside a conference room at the First Americans Museum, curator Marianne Guladel Parker flips through the new Winneco Reunions book, which she co-authored.
Yeah, so my essay is actually titled Reuniting the Past, the Present, and the Future. And I mostly just talked about how tribal members felt coming into this and how kind of like the process of it.
The book and accompanying feature-length documentary detail how the museum staff brought family members together with cultural artifacts relevant to their family line.
I think other institutions can look at this film and book as a how to work with tribes and kind of reunite these objects.
Parker, who is Kiowa, says both the film and book were made with reciprocity, responsibility, relationship, and respect in mind. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
We have more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.